Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen, it takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Measuring Post, where we explore how to live our best lives without settling for less. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today's episode is all about the importance of not being complacent. Today, I'll be drawing inspiration from the words of ancient Roman philosopher Seneca, who once said, "While we wait for life, life passes." It's a really powerful quote if you think about it. It certainly resonates with me. I hope it does for you as well. And it should serve as a reminder of the dangers of complacency in your life. So let's look at the personal aspect of complacency. Now, in your day-to-day life, it's really easy to get caught up in a routine and to forget about the bigger picture. We often find ourselves simply going through the motions, really without any sense of purpose or direction, and we get complacent, and that's a really dangerous thing because we're going to miss out on opportunities to grow, to learn, and really to experience new things. Seneca's quote should be a reminder that life is fleeting and it's up to us to make the most out of it. We can't afford to sit idly by waiting for our dreams and aspirations to materialize magically. No, that's not going to work. We have to actively pursue our goals and continually strive for improvement in every aspect of our lives. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make is assuming we'll have more time. Why do today when we can do it tomorrow, right? But what if tomorrow never comes? Then you wasted your opportunity. Go for what you want now in this present moment. That's how you truly get change in your life. But it's really important to recognize that growth and change are not always easy or comfortable. In fact, they often require stepping out of your comfort zones and embracing the uncertainty that comes with it. But it's through this process that we discover our strengths, we hone our skills, and we ultimately become the best versions of ourselves. So what can you do to avoid complacency and make the most of your life? Here are a few practical tips that might help you stay proactive and engaged. Number one, set clear goals. Now, if you have specific, measurable, and achievable goals, that can help you stay focused and motivated. Write them down and revisit them regularly to track your progress and make adjustments as needed. But you need to have a clear direction on where you're going. Number two, always keep learning. Continually expanding your knowledge and skills is essential for personal and professional growth. So take courses, read books, attend workshops in your fields of area or interest. It's going to help you find where you want to go. It's going to remove that complacency by giving you a purpose. Number three, seek feedback. Constructive criticism, preferably, but it can help you identify areas for improvement and growth. So don't be afraid to ask for feedback from your friends, your colleagues, or mentors. Use it as an opportunity to better yourself and to see where maybe you're kind of getting off track and wasting your time. It's really difficult sometimes to look inward and see what you're not doing right, but it can be a little easier for somebody from the outside looking in to kind of point out some of our flaws. Number four, embrace different challenges. Instead of avoiding difficult situations or tasks, face them head on. They can provide valuable learning experiences and help you build resilience, but also kind of help you find what you like and don't like. So you're not wasting so much time spinning the wheel when now you know for sure, I don't want to do this or I do want to do that. Lastly, I would say surround yourself with like-minded people. Building a supportive network of friends and colleagues who share your values and aspirations is definitely going to help you stay inspired and focused. And they might even inspire you to go down a path that you never originally thought of in the first place. So get some good people in your corner that can definitely help. Living a life free of complacency requires constant self-reflection, a willingness to embrace change, and also the determination to keep pushing yourself forward beyond your limits. So strive for personal and professional growth and always remember the wise words of Seneca. While we wait for life, life passes. Let this be a reminder to seize every opportunity and never settle for less, and continually strive to become the best version of yourself. So today's challenge is to take 5 to 10 minutes to set some goals or dreams for yourself. They don't have to be professional in nature, although they can be, but I want you to write them down and make no excuses as to why they can't be accomplished. For me personally, I find it's always easiest to start with the end goal, then work my way back to how to accomplish it. If you know where you're going to end up, You'll find a way to get there. So whether it's losing weight, whether it's getting a promotion, whether it's learning how to be a better public speaker, find something that deep down you really want to get better at. Write it down. Look at that every single day and realize that the only one holding you back from accomplishing that is yourself. And one thing also to remember is you don't have to have the entire plan put together before you start. You'll learn by doing. Just start the process. Don't be complacent and don't let life pass you by. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. You can find more information at themeasuringpost.com. And as always, keep on growing and keep on measuring. This is Joe Massa signing off.